unveiled that. You know, that was part of our wrinkle going into that game, and knew we would need that. So, you know, we'll continue to mix that in, and moving forward, that's going to be a big part of our offense. But we're going to get back to some of the stuff that we're doing in week one and week two, and keep sprinkling some of that I formation stuff in. So I think our boys do a great job of adjusting to whether we're in the I or in the spread stuff, and keep getting back to some of that stuff too. So
again, Mark Ross, the Marceline Tigers coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoinfo.com. Ahead of a key LNC matchup between his Tigers and also the Fayette Falcons. Let's talk a little bit about Colton Brunner, because he was obviously a big story at the Bell game with those three field goals. How does your mindset of a coach go into knowing you have a weapon like Brunner?
Yeah, you know, it kind of changes your mindset offensively. You know, when you get in those fourth down situations, you know, in the opponent territory, that, you know, you've got that weapon, so you can be a little more aggressive in certain situations to get you to that point, and be a little bit more laid back, knowing that you still have a kicker that can put some points on the board. And the guys do a great job up front blocking for Cohen, and you know, our special teams have been a tremendous force this year, and you know, we're going to look to keep continuing to improve there and keep moving forward.
Now you're going to be taking on a Fayette Falcon team who is also undefeated and ranked number 4 in class number 1. I'm sure you've heard about one of the best players in the conference in Isaiah Estes, defensive player of the year in the conference last year, 2 years ago, offensive player of the year. How do you contain him?
Yeah, you know, we've just got to do a good job of filling some gaps, and you know, you definitely always make sure that you know where he is offensively. You know, they run that tight offense where they're doing a lot of crisscross action and dives up the middle and stuff like that. Their offensive line is big and physical, and they've got some guys that can really get out and move. And you know, so we've got to do a good job up front of setting the edge and containing him inside, and you know, tackling low and running our feet. And you know, that's going to be key for us on stopping him. And he's just a big physical runner.
And what about keeping the ball away from him defensively?
Yeah, you know. He flies around defensively at that Mike linebacker spot, and you know, we've got to find ways to put him in conflict and you know, run away from him more or less, you know, and just put him in bad situations to make the wrong decisions so that we can get some of our playmakers in space and let them run.
I'll have you finish this sentence, Mark Ross, Marceline Tiger head coach, joining us here, CrestCentralMoinfo.com. Marceline can go 4-0 tonight if.
We can go 4-0 tonight if we all do our assignment and keep things rolling forward.
Fair enough. Mark Ross, Marceline Tiger coach, joining us here, CrestCentralMoinfo.com. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. We'll catch up postgame.
All right, thank you.
And coming up next, we'll catch up with Fayette Falcon third-year head coach Roger Van de Zand. Big LNC matchup tonight is on Crest and CentralMoinfo.com.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it. He
already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
Back here on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com, and have a big LNC matchup between the Fayette Falcons and the Marceline Tigers. Roger Van Zandt, the third-year coach of the Falcons, joining us here. Coach, 3-0, you're ranked number 4 in class number 1. How do you feel about the Falcons coming into the second third of the year?
Well, thank you. I didn't know we had that ranking. I never look at those. I always wait for someone else to tell me. So
you're welcome.
That's good recognition for the effort that our young men are putting in. I do feel pretty good about our guys. They've done a nice job picking up what we've expected of them this year. So we're feeling good right about this point.
Now, this is a tough little stretch for you because I mentioned you're number 4, but you're taking on number 2 Marceline this week. And then next week, if everything goes well, you'll be taking on number 1 Westran. How important is these next 2 weeks for the Falcons just to kind of get a benchmark where you guys stand compared not just in the LNC but rest of Class 1?
Well, our goal is simply to go play the game we've got Friday. And we're going to do the best we can, execute the best we can, and try to keep improving every week. And that's really our whole mentality is we want to try to go 1-0 every Friday.
Isaiah Estes, a 2-time Crest All-Star Defensive Player of the Year in the conference 1 year ago. 2 years ago, he was the Offensive Player of the Year. Obviously, one of the better players in the conference, Coach Van Zandt. How does he continue to get better his senior season?
He has a great work ethic. Great work ethic off the field. He works very hard in the weight room. He's worked on that part of development for the last 2-3 years now, and he's done a very good job at it. He just stays after it. He never lets up.
Again, Roger Van Zandt, the Fayette Falcons coach, joining us here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Let's take a look at the defense as well, kind of going into tonight's game against Marceline, because that it happens to be one of their bread and butters. How do you feel your defense matches up against them?
Well, you know, our defense plays a little bit less than our offense because our drives tend to take a lot of time. But I think our guys have done a lot better this year on defense. Obviously, we had a couple shutouts, and they picked up a lot more of the things we're trying to do. So since it's our third year, I think we're able to do a lot more things on defense, and the guys are doing a good job responding to that.
Yeah, over the course of 3 games, the Falcons have only allowed 16 points and have a pair of shutouts between Carrollton and also Schuyler County in this game. So Marceline's coming off of a big Bell victory against Brookfield last week, Coach Van Zandt. How do you kind of halt their momentum?
Well, I guess you probably asked them the same thing about us, but it's 2-3-0 teams. They're both very good. It's going to be a great game. I know the Bell game for them is a great rivalry, and it was a tough game, obviously, and I'm sure they have some confidence coming out on top of that one, and congratulations to them for that.
Are you a big believer of home field advantage in a game like this?
No, I'm not really. It's the same 100 yards in between the goal lines anywhere, and you can only have 11 guys on the field at a time, so we just try to focus on what we're doing.
Roger Van Zandt, Fayette Falcon coach, joining us here, CrestCentralMoInfo.com. I asked Coach Ross this prior to talking to you, and I'll ask you the same thing. The Fayette Falcons can go 4-0 tonight if?
Well, I think we have to play together as a team. Everybody has to do their own job, but we have to play together. Unison, unity, togetherness, they're all very important. If that happens, we'll be doing pretty well.
Should be a fun LNC matchup tonight between the Fayette Falcons and the Marceline Tigers. Roger Van Zandt joining us here at CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, really appreciate the time. Should be a fun one tonight.
Thank you much, Scott.
We'll have kickoff. LNC matchup. Number 2 ranked Marceline, number 4 ranked Fayette in class number 1. A big time LNC matchup is coming up next on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, continues to strive to make an impact in the communities we serve. We invest in our local communities and help support and promote local events and activities.
Everyone at Regional Missouri Bank invites you to join the fun of Marceline's Walt Disney Hometown Tune Fest this Saturday. It's a unique celebration of Marceline's rich Disney heritage. Tune Fest in Marceline this Saturday.
Join us in making an impact in your community. Bank local with Regional Missouri Bank, member FDIC.
While you're planning your budget for next year, don't forget the parking lot. Call Capital Paving now for a free estimate so you can plan the best use of next year's resources, and the quote they give you now will still be good in the spring. Whether you've got a parking lot, a municipal job, or a highway bridge, Capital Paving is your paving partner. From the driveway to the highway, get a great service on time and on budget. Visit CapitalMO.com to request your free estimate. Capital Paving is paving the best way forward. Now serving Brookfield and North Central Missouri.
Teaching your children or grandchildren to save is one of the keys to financial security in life today. Just a small commitment each week will make a big difference over time. At Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, savings and checking accounts for juniors have no monthly service charge, and the savings account has no minimum balance. Now is the time to start an account for that special someone you treasure. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC. I see.
With the kids back in school, Bailey Brothers Collision Repair would like to remind you to watch for the children on or near the road in the morning and after school hours. Reduce any distractions inside your car so you can concentrate on the road and your surroundings. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Bailey Brothers Collision Repair in Brookfield. When accidents happen, give us a call at 660-258-5005. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair, the ones you can trust.
Now, Superstation Crest brings you football action. From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, the Crest sports team is ready to bring you another of the top football games in North Missouri. And now, football action on Superstation Crest.
Welcome back to Fayette High School. The Falcons have won the toss, and they have elected to receive the opening kickoff, which is going to be Colin Bruner that will do the honors for the Marceline Tigers. We'd like to thank Bailey Brothers, Collision Center, Brookfield, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keysville, Glasgow, and Paris, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College, in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia Online, Capital Paving and Construction. You can check them out online at Capital Paving. Or CapitalMO.gov, Merchants Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, Hardin, Hometown, Home Care, Home Health, of Hospice, of Private Duty, Your Health, Your Care, they want your choice. Brown and Lafayette, a Marceline R5 School District, for making this broadcast possible. Deep for the Fayette Falcons to open this game, it is going to be Cale Poulsen, and also it will be Jack Kendall. Marceline going left to right on your radio dial, Fayette right to left. We're ready for a big-time Lewis and Clark matchup. Colin Bruner stepping at the 30, down to the 35, and boots away. The ball to the left side. It's going to be Poulsen. He'll return it to the 10, comes up to the middle of the field. He's got room to run. Good Poulsen. He's going to get tripped up at the 35. A touchdown to David Tackle on the play. All ready to start out this game by the senior defensive tackle, Nathan Sayers. So we'll see this Fayette offense come onto the field for the very first time tonight. They're in their home black uniforms, gold numbering, and the black helmets with the Falcon logo on it. Meanwhile, Marceline is in their away white uniforms, gold numbering, and the black trimming. The Marceline, gold Marceline M on the helmets with a black stripe, or black helmet, gold stripe. So first and 10 for the Falcons on the 38. They're going to go into a triple backfield. We're going to see a majority of that tonight. Under center is Ross Dobson. He's going to take the snap, man in motion. It's a quick toss. This is Dawson Wiswall, and he is going to gain about 3 on the play on the quick pitch to the right side, and driving in to get that tackle, it is going to be Colin Bruner that gets the stop. So a 3-yard gain here for Wiswall on his first touch. We'll go through starting lineups here in just a moment. Second and 7 coming up. Ball is on the 42. Back in the stack formation again under center. This is Hudson, and he is going to pitch it to Estes. This time over to the left side, and he is going to be brought down for a loss. And penetrating in on a play, it's Nick Cain, the defensive tackle for the Marceline Tigers. That's going to be a loss of 1 on the play. And 3rd and 7 is coming up for the Tigers. A Marceline. Go their defense first. It's a 3-5 formation. It is Cup, Kane, Sayer on the line. Middle linebacker Colby Sims, inside linebackers Colton Jenkins, Colin Brunner, Chase Phillips, Will Edgar are on the outside. We'll pause for just a moment. 3rd and 7. Same formation once again for Fayette. Estes, quick toss. Now we'll take it up to the right side. He's going to be gained, tackled by a Hound of Tigers for 1 or 2 yards at best. Clapping with joy is the safety, Clayton Stallow, who is assisted by Alex Consulate and Colton Fisher. In the secondary, a 2-yard gain for Estes brings up 4th and 5. Fayette has not attempted a punt this season, and the man that is responsible for the punting duties is Colby Skaggs. So let's see if they're going to do that or are they going to go for it on 4th down. They're not in a formation to indicate punt, so they're going to go for it. It is 4th and 5 from the 43 of Fayette under center Hudson, and they're going to fake the handoff and now to the left side. And it's Wiswall, the handoff, and he is going to be tackled 1 yard shy of the line of scrimmage. He'll gain 3. Marceline now gets to crack on offense for the first time in this contest. So Chase Phillips leads the Tigers onto the field. The senior, 31 for 42 this season, 341 yards, already 6 touchdowns passing, and has a 137 quarterback rank coming into tonight. 4 wide with a single backfield, and the gun is Phillips. And we get our first flag of the evening as there's a little bit of activity movement on the left side of the 2 wide receivers. And our referee tonight, Daniel Calvin, in his very pivotal Lewis and Clark game, is going to call a false start on the Marceline Tigers. You heard it from Mark Ross in this pregame. They've been going a lot of I formation as of late with the weather, the way it's been the past couple weeks across Big K country. But now they're going to, with a little bit of a drier field and also with it being a little warmer as well, we're going to see a lot of 4 wide receiver formations. This one has 3 to the left, 1 to the right. Single backfield is Nick Cain, and it's going to be a screen to left side. Here is Stallow, and he's going to rush for about 7 on the play after the quick toss, and charging in is Isaiah Estes, and that is going to be, again, a 7-yard gain, and Hudson has his first pass. Or beg your pardon, Bill says his first pass for Stallow. So it brings up 2nd and 7. 4 wide again, 2 left, 2 right, and the gun is Phillips. Feeling some pressure, and he is going to get manhandled. A loss of 7 on the play as the outside backer, Vince Roberts and Colby Skaggs, come in to collect the sack. They went virtually untouched, and Phillips had no chance to get that ball away, and he had to take the sack, and it turns out it is a loss of 8 on the play. 3rd and 16 coming up for Fayette. Starting offense for the Tigers, it's Chase Phillips, the quarterback. The 4 receivers, Colin Brunner, Desmond Harrison, Alex Coslin, Clayton Salah. Nick Cain is the featured tailback. We'll tell you about the line in just a second. Here's 3rd and 16. 3 right, 1 left. Once again, it in the gun, feeling some pressure. It's going to be a drop off. It's Nick Cain on the halfback screen to the right side. Can't get outside the hash marks quickly in pursuit. Is the senior Isaiah, just the Lewis Clark Center Player of the Year 1 year ago, gets a loss of 4 on the play. And that's going to require the Marceline Tigers to go ahead and punt. On that line is Steph Cup, Colton Jenkins, Jacob Banks, Colby Sims, and Nathan Sayer from left to right. So in the punt here, this is Alex McCausland. It's a little bit of a high snap, drops it down, and he'll boot it away. A pretty respectable punt, and here is Cale Poulsen, and he is going to get mauled after he gets the catch, and leading in on the pursuit is the senior Cooper Fisher that makes the tackle. So the defense is already making a stop on both sides, and with 8:02 to go in the first quarter. Fayette will get it for the second go-around. As we take a look at the Tiger defense, or actually we already took a look at the Tiger defense, let's take a look at the Fayette offense. Ross Hudson's the quarterback. Two tight ends, Colby Skaggs, Chase Udy on the line. It's from left to right, Robert Saunders, Quest Breaking, Cameron Stornello, Chris Brown, and Chris Donovan. Two are the three backs, Isaiah Estes, Dawson Wiswell, and Leo Anderson. Under center, once again, here is Hudson. Slow man in motion from the right wing is Estes. He'll take it, and with a burst of speed, he'll take it up to the gap on the left side, just outside the left hash marks, and Colby Sims, the middle linebacker, charging in, will stop him after about a four-yard gain. So bring up a second and six here, and the ball is going to be placed here at about the 27-yard line on the left hash mark. Marceline really stacking the box here, and back to this triple back option for Fayette. Under center, Hudson, slow man in motion is Estes. He's going to go on the end around to the left side, trying to get it to the edge, but there are two Tigers quickly on to pursuit and will push him out after about a three-yard gain, and the guy to get in there was Nick Kane, the nose tackle this week, who's normally been playing on the, you know, as a linebacker. He'll get the stop after a four-yard gain. Estes already with 9 yards on 4 touches. Fayette has only passed a total of 8 times this season, 2-4 completions. So we're going to be seeing a lot of this run attack here tonight. On the 30, they need 3 to get the first. Under center, Hudson. And this time, on the left wing, this is Wiswall. He'll take it and will motion to the right, and he's got 4 for a first down for Fayette. So first and 10, fresh set of downs here as making the tackle was Colton Jenkins, the inside linebacker for the Tigers. Tonight's matchup is going to be a lot of it has to determine with 2 things. One is going to be time of possession, and the other thing is, can Marceline's speed wear out the size of Fayette, or will it be the other way around? Will the size wear out Marceline? Here's a toss to Estes. He'll take it to the right side, trying to squeak his way towards the far side of the field, and he'll be tackled by Colin Brunner. That's going to be a 6-yard gain for Estes, who averages about 9.2 yards a carry coming into tonight's game. But there's a considerable size advantage on the line for Fayette. You got a 333 guy, 219 guy, 245 guy, and a 302. Meanwhile, Marceline, their defensive front, 180. 155, 220. So we'll keep an eye on that throughout the evening. Here's Estes on the fake, and now they'll quickly toss it to Wiswall on the double pitch, and no room to run there for Wiswall. He'll gain about 1 at best on the play. And it's Colby Sims, the leading tackler for the Tigers after 3 weeks, who will go ahead and get his second tackle on the evening. So it brings up 3rd and 2 here. Ball is going to be placed just to the left of midfield on the 42-yard line of Fayette. Still no score, 5:37 to go here in the first quarter. Fayette has stayed in this triple option with two wing players, and Wiswell on the left side will now motion into the backfield, and he will take the high toss, and he has to corral it down, and he's going to gain maybe 1 yard, and he's going to be helped up by Colby Sims, who is charging in. Sayre also getting some assistance on that tackle. Now another 4th down coming up for Fayette. So it's been a defensive struggle for both of these two teams. Marceline only allowing 8.33 points a game through 3. Meanwhile, Fayette 5.33, including 2 shutouts. And here's a 4th and 2 from the 43 of Fayette. Wiswell, man in motion on the left side, now comes into the backfield, and now a timeout called by Ross Hudson, the quarterback. There's 8 seconds to go on the play clock, and he didn't like something that the Marceline defense was showing, and so a timeout will be granted. So this Marceline defense 1 year ago, it seemed like they were pretty much unstoppable. They had multiple shutouts, and by the time they got to late in the season, they were probably averaging about about 3 points a game. This year, it's not quite the same, and a lot of that has to do with a little bit of a lack of size. They graduated a series of Crest All-Stars, three Crest All-Stars, as a matter of fact. The lone one that is still returning was Clayton Sallow, and then also returning is Colin Bruner, both of them starting on the defensive side, but they lost a key corner and also in Trey Hamilton, and then also on the other side, the Lewis Clark Offensive Player of the Year as well. That was Rylan Christman, and that's had a little bit of an impact on the defense, to say the least, and they have a lot of speed, and they've kind of adjusted a little bit as well. They used to be in a 4-4-3 kind of formation while they were under head coach Greg Huff, who's now the Boonville Pirate coach, and defensive coordinator Paul Stevenson. They made this change now with Austin Bruner leading the charge. He's also the wrestling coach, I might add, and the change is to kind of orient their speed a little more, and so far, they've done pretty well. This is an important 4th-and-2 here with 4:48 to go here in the first quarter. And they'll go into the wing T once again under center. Hudson Wiswall on the left side cuts in, and he's down to push the speed to the 40, to the 30. Wiswall, you're clear for takeoff. Touchdown, Falcon! 58 yards on the run on 4th-and-2. And it's 8-0. Or 6-0, I beg your pardon. It's just a motion and good blocking there by the tight end, Colby Skaggs, Robert Saunders, breaking open the lane, and Wiswall showing a dash of speed down the left side of the field, and he took it all the way to the house. Now, Bayhead doesn't have an extra point man in this game, or a PAT guy, so keep an eye on that, because that might come as a factor later on this game, especially since Marceline's got a guy who can make PATs and then some. So here is a little bootleg, and now they're going to pass to the left side, and it's caught by the tight end, Chase Judy. A pass play will make it 8-0 Fayette with 4:38 to go on Crest at CentralMoInfo.com.
The Braun Home in Fayette has been a provider of residential care since 1994, offering respite care, personal assistance services, transportation, and community employment opportunities for male and female individuals of any age with developmental disabilities. Their supporting staff is committed to caring, encouraging, and assisting the clients to live as independently as possible. The Braun Home of Fayette also serves the communities of Moberly and Fulton. For more information, please contact their office at 660-248-3333 or visit their website at braunhomecares.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
A 58-yard run by the senior, or junior, I beg your pardon, Dawson Wiswall gives the Fayette Falcons an 8-0 lead over the Marceline Tigers. And to put this one away, this is Quest breaking, and he's going to kick it out of bounds onto the left side. Marceline going to get some decent field position off of a kickoff violation. 58 yards on 4th-and-2 allowed for the Tiger, or for the Falcons to take the lead. And for those, again, just joining us, this is it's 26 Lewis and Clark conference wins in a row for the Marceline Tigers. That's the regular season. If you don't include postseason, that snapped last year against Western Hornets in the district final. But they have not lost a conference game in their last 26 regular season attempts. And Fayette has not beaten the Marceline Tigers since 2008. And not just that, Marceline's number 2 in Class 1, Fayette's number 4, so this also has some impacts on the rankings. Not that it necessarily matters down the road because everyone's got to play a playoff bracket, but it does give you a little bit of a litmus test as well. 4 wide here on 1st-and-10, and they are going to hand it over to Brunner, who's trying to get to the left edge, and in pursuit this entire time was Isaiah Estes, and also
Dawson Wiswall, and that is going to be no gain on the play. On Bruner's first attempt. And now we're going to get a second and 10. Ball placed at the 34-yard line, Marceline. Three wide to the right, one wide to the left. Single backfield is Kane again, and he'll get the run back draw to the left side. He's going to be stuck for a loss of two on the play. Charging in and leading the way is Estes. Let's take a look at the starting defense for the Fayette Falcons after the loss of three on the play. It is a nickel package with Stornello and Donovan on the line. Estes breaking the inside linebackers. Robert Skaggs, the outside backers. I'll tell you the secondary in just a second. And looking to blitz on the play is Fayette. Good pickup by Marceline, and it's going to be a pass to the left side, caught by Stallo. And he's got 12 or 14 on the play after a third and 12, and that's enough for a first down. Well done getting an open on the wide receiver. Quick post up on the left side, and Stallo already has 21 yards receiving, and now Phillips is in positive yardage as well after that pass. Marceline trying to run up the tempo here. First and 10 on the Fayette 49. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Or two to the left, I beg your pardon. It's five wide and empty backfield. Phillips will take it. A little bit of pressure. Trying to come to the right side intended for Alex Coslin, who's the X on this play, and it's going to be second and 10. Fayette secondary, Ross Hudson and Caleb Poulsen are two corners. The nickel is Chase Judy. Strong safety, Dawson Wiswall. Free safety, Jack Kindle. So we'll do this again. It will be four wide this time, two left, two right. And the gun on the left hash mark is Phillips. He'll keep it. To the right side he goes. Corners his feet now to the 40, and he'll run out of bounds. And on a quick quarterback draw, good man-to-man coverage downfield by the Falcons. And Phillips makes the most out of it, and he will gain a total of 8 on that run. So third and one here, and the playbook is pretty much wide open for head coach Mark Ross, who runs the offense as well. Ross, a man who was a grad assistant at the University of Kansas under head coach Charlie Weiss, and moved to Marceline to take over a very prominent Class 1 team. And on the handoff, this is Brunner in the backfield, and he tries to go to the left side, and Stornello there on the stop. No gain on the play. And fourth and one. Marceline trying to go no huddle on the I formation. Under center. Here's Phillips. Kane and also Brunner. It's going to be Phillips on the keeper, and he's going to get some help from behind by Kane, and he's got enough for a first down, as there were plenty of Falcons who were in the help, and now we got an injured Marceline Tiger on the field, and that's going to require a official timeout. Can't indicate who that Marceline Tiger is on the ground. Hoping it's just a cramp, simply. Right in midfield, this timeout brought to you by Columbia Orthopedic Group at Columbia. Head coach Mark Ross and athletic trainers from the University of Missouri are looking to assist the wounded Tiger. No word on who that is, so we'll go ahead and take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll identify that, and we'll continue this Lewis and Clark matchup. Fayette leads 8-0, 2:36 to go on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com in quarter number one.
Teaching your children or grandchildren to save is one of the keys to financial security in life today. Just a small commitment each week will make a big difference over time. At Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, savings and checking accounts for juniors have no monthly service charge, and the savings account has no minimum balance. Now is the time to start an account for that special someone you treasure. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC. I see.
We're back here on KRES Moberly and online at CentralMoInfo.com. And the man down for the Tigers, and getting to the sideline. That is Colby Skaggs, or Colby Sims, I should say. I beg your pardon. Colby Sims, the right guard and also the middle linebacker for the Tigers. So hopefully he's all right, and they're going to hand it off here on first and 10. This is Brunner, who is trying to create some space on the left side. And that's just is going to get in on the stop after a gain of 4. So Brunner, a busy man here. And Mark Ross was saying that they want to try and attack with about 75% run and also throw a little bit of pass to make that 25%. So far, that's been the case. They've had a total of 7 runs and 3 passes. Here comes potentially pass number 4, but Bill's had to run with it, and he's feeling pressure from behind by Vince Roberts, and he is going to maybe gain about 1 at best. And they will go ahead and credit him with 1 yard. So Bills has to scramble. And now here's a 3rd and 8 coming up. Ball's going to be placed here at the 35-yard line of Fayette. Marceline methodically moving the ball. Hasn't been the prettiest, but they're doing so. 4 or 5 wide this time. 2 left. 3 right. Phillips in the gun. Takes the snap. A little bit high. Brings it down to his chest. Feels some pressure from Roberts. Escapes 1. Now escapes 2. Comes and hustles to the left side. And he is going to be brought down from behind by Isaiah Estes. That's going to be about a 4-yard gain. Or about a 2-yard gain. He'll be fourth down. It'll bring down our old bring 4th and 5 coming up. So what is Marceline going to do? Are they going to punt in this situation and try and pin Fayette? Will they kick a field goal with Colin Brunner? That does not appear to be the case. It looks like they're going to go into punt formation. Alex McCausland, the man, is standing at 50. Gail Polson, averaging about 3.6 yards on his returns. He's standing at the 4. Here's the snap. It gets to McCausland, and he motions to right. It's going to be a fake. And now he will boot it away. And it's blocked. Blocked on the play. And a touchdown comes up with it for the Fayette Falcons at the 49-yard line. McCausland was trying to do a little rugby-style punt to the right side. He motioned to the right, looked to fake it, try and run it, and then as soon as he decided to punt it, Hudson was there and gets two stinky letter mitts on it. So it will be Fayette's ball at the 48, 15.3 to go on their side of the field. In quarter number 1, it's 8-0. Now we're getting a quick delay here, and now we're ready to rock. So 1st and 10 on the Fayette 48, Falcons lead 8-0. Triple backfield again, Estes behind the right tackle. Westman on the left, and it is going to be a fake. Hudson, play action to the left side. He's going to get tripped up by Brunner as he gets a swat from the right arm and trips Hudson up after about a 3-yard gain. And now they get to the other side of the field as time expires in quarter number 1. It's 8-0. Fayette leads Marceline. Number 4 on top of number 2 as we get ready for quarter number 2. Next in 1 minute, Mark Rest.
Hi, this is Katie Boger with Hometown Home Care, formerly Howard County Home Health and Hospice. We have been providing home health, hospice, and private duty services for over 47 years. If you are recovering from an illness, accident, have a new diagnosis, needing help to stay in your home, or are nearing the end of life's journey, then we may be able to help. For more information or to see what services you may qualify for, contact us at 660-248-2100. Hometown Home Care, your health, your care, and we want to be your choice.
While you're planning your budget for next year, don't forget the parking lot. Call Capital Paving now for a free estimate so you can plan the best use of next year's resources, and the quote they give you now will still be good in the spring. Whether you've got a parking lot, a municipal job, or a highway bridge, Capital Paving is your paving partner. From the driveway to the highway, get a great service on time and on budget. Visit CapitalMo.com to request your free estimate. Capital Paving is paving the best way forward. Now serving Brookfield and North Central Missouri.
Nothing. The Fayette Falcons lead the Marceline Tigers pair of undefeated teams in the Lewis and Clark in class number one, duking it out here at Thomas S. Davis Field in Fayette. On the left hash mark is the Falcons on second and seven, and it is going to be a handoff by Estes right up the middle, and he's going to be met by plenty of Tigers. And it'll be Chase Phillips, the lead man, so no gain there for the senior. It'll be third and seven to go around. Hudson gets to play as Leo Anderson checks out. In comes the backup fullback, Aaron Barber. 22 seconds to go on the play clock, and now the lineup here just beyond midfield for the Falcons. Estes on the right wing, Wiswall on the left. Wiswall, man in motion, takes a snap, and he'll get the ball. Takes it to the right side, and getting penetration and gator tackling there was Will Edgar, the senior. That'll be a loss of four on the play. Nice little swim move there by the senior Edgar as he tried to take advantage of some inexperience on the Fayette offensive line, and to pay dividends or a loss of five on the play. So now what will the Falcons do here? They're going to go for it on fourth and 12. Ball's on the Fayette 46 on the right hash mark. Under center, here's Hudson. Takes the snap. Wiswall now trying to go back over to Estes. Estes finds some space, and he's going to be shoestring tackled there. He just had to do one little hurdle, and he would have slipped the arms of Colton Fisher, and he might have took it all the way to the house. But instead, it'll be a turnover on downs. Marceline gets it back looking to answer the bell. So now Marceline will start this drive, their third one on the evening at the 46-yard line on their side of the field. This time it is a different formation, a double backfield, and here is Phillips trying to go with a little jump off, and they are going to say Stallo. He tried to catch it with his feet and legs, and they said he caught it, and then he fell down, and he never made contact, or he was not touched, and they said he was down. So it's going to go down as a complete catch for Stallo, but no gain on the play. So now here is a second and 10. Two to the left, one to the right, one in the backfield, and two receivers stacked behind. Stallo, man in motion on the left slot. This will be a draw. McCain will take it, and he'll be swallowed up for a loss of one. Coming in on the penetration. A little slow to get up, but it appears to be okay. That is Colby Skaggs, the senior. No gain on the play for Kane. And now Marceline faces a third and 10. One left, one right. Now two to the right. Same formation. In the gun, here is Phillips. Looking to blitz is Fayette. And it is batted away by Roberts. They try to go by the wide receiver screens at Clayton Stallo, but Roberts gets in the middle of the Missouri 5 and bats it into the backfield, and it'll be 4th and 10 coming up from Marceline. First and completion as well for Phillips in this game. So Alex McCausland will punt it away. He's standing at his own 30, looking to return it once again at Gale Polson. He is at his own 20. Is Marceline going to try and do the rugby-style punt again this time? They do not. McCausland just boots it away. Decent punt. Polson muffs it. In on pursuit is Marceline, and they're going to get it at the 10-yard line. A muffed punt by Polson, and Marceline pounces on it and have a golden chance to, at the very least, get a field goal. Coming in and making the recovery. Trying to identify the man. That might have been Will Edgar that recovered that. So now Marceline gets it at the 12-yard line of Fayette. A golden opportunity to potentially get six.
They'll stack up two to the right, no one on the left, two in the backfield, and an eye form, or in the pistol, I should say. And it is Phillips under center, takes the snap, and they'll hand it off. This is Fallow, and he'll get stripped up on the offensive line and will gain about one at best. Vince Robertson on the stop. So for the turnover of the game, although a muff punt doesn't necessarily count as a turnover, but could be big in the Tigers trying to get back in it. Under center, Phillips again in the eye. So it's the handoff, and here is Kane spinning around after coming in with a full head of steam or a scratch that make that runner. He'll gain about eight on the play. Isaiah Estes in on the stop. And they're going to call it third and two. Ball placed at the nine, or make that the six-yard line. Only need to get two to get the first. Six for a touchdown. And Marceline trying to shuffle some personnel, and they got 16 seconds to get this off, and they're not even close to getting anyone lined up. And now they're going to try and quickly get huddled up. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, and we're probably going to get, we might get a timeout here. Quick snap, and Phillips, it's a fake, and they're going to go over to Sello. Motion to the right. Now he's looking to pass. Oh, shit! Who has it? Coming in and batting it is Colby Skaggs, and no signal yet of who has it, and it stays with the Tigers. Crisis averted for Marceline, and how about the play by Vince Roberts? They tried to go with a little pass, or Salo tried to get a little bit of a pass, and now we're going to get a field goal attempt, it looks like, by Colin Brunner. They're going to try and get this quickly lined up, and Marceline's going to try and get some points. It's going to be a 25-yard attempt by Brunner on the right hash mark. He's already 6-for-8 on the season, 13 seconds to go on the play clock, and Marceline will try and get on the board with this. He's lined up. Here's the snap. Good hold. It's on its way. Brunner has plenty of distance, and he pushed it to the right. So Marceline can't take advantage of the muff punt by Fayette. The Falcons lead 8-0 on Crescent Central MoInfo.com. And we'll go ahead and keep it here because there will be a no kickoff. They put three on the board, but the referees said that was no good. So Brunner now officially 6-for-9 on the season. He's needing to pull that back. Had plenty of distance, but no cigar. So now Fayette will take over at the 20-yard line. Of 8-0, 6:50 to go here in the first half. Fayette staying in that triple wing formation, and this time the man in motion is Wiswell, comes into the backfield, and now Hudson calls a timeout. That's the second one by the Falcons, and Hudson's been the guy calling the timeouts here for the Falcons, and they have only one remaining here in the half, and Marceline's defense has come up with a couple of interesting looks that they haven't really necessarily seen on film. And I want to think about it. I want to take advantage here. Nice crowd for both of these two teams. We have the Fayette crowd just in front of us as we're situated at the 50-yard line. Band is just to our left at the 35, and then they're stretching all the way down to about the 45 on the other side. Meanwhile, the Marceline bench on the far side. Pretty full crowd and some people standing along the sideline. And on one end zone, you got a parking lot. On the other end zone, you got a Dairy Queen. Happens to be Eric's favorite Dairy Queen, coincidentally or not. I'm sure they will be getting a lot of business tonight in this high 80-degree weather. So after the timeout, we're going to get another first and 10 attempt. It's going to be placed on the last hash mark, again at the Fayette 20. Fayette with the ball going left to right. Under center,
Here is Ross Hudson, our man in motion, and this is going to be Wiz Wall, and he will be spun around for a loss of two on the play. And it looks like the guy charging in on the play was Alex McCausland. So aside for the one big run by Wiz Wall, 58 yards for the touchdown, this Marceline defense has been keeping the Fayette run in check. The biggest gain aside for that has been a 6-yard gain by Estes. So now here's second and 10 off the no gain by Wiz Wall. Your center, Hudson. And they are going to go back to Wiz Wall looking for a crease. And now he is going to be, he tries to find his way through the defensive line, and he'll manage to pick up 5 on a play. Trips up over a couple, and Salo is going to get the tackle for Marceline. Brings up a 3rd and 4. Already 72 yards for Wiz Wall in this half. Okay, it's taking their time to line up. Time of possession so far has been relatively even in this game. Under center, Hudson. This time, Estes, the right man in motion. He'll get the toss, and he'll try and plunge his way through the Marceline defensive line, and they say, no, you're going nowhere, Mr. Estes. We don't care if you're a 2-time Crest All-Star. But Estes gets the last laugh because he got the first down. A little bit of a generous spot, I might say, for Isaiah, but he'll take it. And it will be placed at the 30. 5:16 to go here in the half. 8-0 Falcons. Number 4 in class number 1, taking on number 2, Marceline, in class number 1. Hudson under center. Wiz Wall, man in motion, gets the handoff. And he is going to be trying to go through the offensive line, and he'll be tackled from behind by Colin Bruner, who kind of stuck in from behind and brought him down. 2nd and 6 now coming up. Marceline's defense ready to roll. So is the Falcons under center, Wiz Wall. Estes, man in motion on the right, gets the top. Hudson to the left, trying to go through the left side of the line, and now he'll be brought down. 1-yard gain, and I'm going to bring him up. That is Colby Sims, who, again, left this game really quickly to what we presume is cramps since he's already back out there. That's certainly good to see. He's kind of the lead guy for the Marceline defense as that middle linebacker, making sure everyone kind of gets lined up and ready to go, and he also leads the team in tackles. So, well done there by Sims to get back on the field. Here's a 3rd and 3 from the Fayette 34 on the right hash mark. Hudson tosses it over to Wiz Wall. Wiz Wall trying to squeak his way through. He's got a 1st down and then some after about an 8-yard gain. And Sims and McConklin in on the pursuit for Marceline will bring him down at the 45. The Fayette faithful tells you it's 1st down as well. Been seeing an emphasis tonight on Wiz Wall getting the rock. And he's taking full advantage of it as well. So 1st and 10 here on the right hash mark once again. Ball placed at the Fayette 45. Falcons starting to move. 3:28 to go here in the half. They lead 8-0. Hudson under center, Estes. Man in motion. Gets the toss. Tries to charge up in the middle. Escapes one, and now he is going to be shoved by Salo, who is coming in with full head steam from the safety position and knocks Estes down after about a 4-yard gain. Credit Marceline. They have been stacking the box pretty much this entire game, knowing Fayette is going to run. I wonder if we're going to be seeing any kind of passes relatively soon. We haven't been seeing Fayette do much in the passing department. This might be a good time to see if they can catch him off guard. Here's the 2nd and 6. Man of motion is Kendall. Here's Hudson. Motion. He's looking for a pass. A little underthrown and trying to find the tight end, Judy. And Salo was the man in coverage on the man-to-man, a little bit underthrown by Hudson, and it'll be third down. So there's that pass, and that's the second pass attempt of this game by Hudson. So it'll be third and six here on the Fayette 49. Falcons still with the ball. Take your time to slowly line up, albeit the clock has stopped. Staying in the same formation this time, no Estes. And now they're going to toss it to Wiswall. Wiswall trying to go in with a full head of steam, but Colby Sims says, look, you got to get bang B first, brother. Not going anywhere. No gain on the play, and it'll be fourth down coming up. Now Fayette going to switch up the personnel here, and Estes still on the sideline, kneeling just to the left of head coach Roger Van de Zandt. They need to get to the 45 of Marceline. They're at their own 49, so 6 yards, and will we see the first punt of the year for Fayette? Now we're going to get a timeout called, and I think this is going to be Fayette's final timeout. And it is going to be Fayette's final timeout with 1:52 to go here in the first half. Coming up, it's the Moberly Motors Halftime Report. Eric Duick is running the show tonight. The one and only legendary Eric Duick. He'll have the highlights of our other two games tonight, which includes another battle of undefeated in the Clarence Cannon, that is. That would be the Class 1 champion Monroe City Panthers hosting the Macon Tigers. And then we'll also have highlights of the other game, which is on quick AM tonight. The Moberly Spartans have their NCMC opener against Fulton. We'll have highlights of those and also some halftime scores as well. We'll have the highlights of our game as well tonight. And then, as always, after game on Crest, got the End Zone show. Should be a fun evening. They'll be running all the way until midnight tonight. So after the timeout, again, Fayette has never punted this season. It's going to be Colby Skaggs, the man that's going to do the honors. Will this be the first time we see it, or is there a fake in store? Skaggs takes it, and he will boot it away. It's a high one. It's got some respectable distance, and it was actually a high one that was pushed to the right, and it sails out at the 20. Now the side judge is walking it off a little more, and they are going to say the 39-yard line for Marceline is where we're going to start it. 1:46 to go, and Fayette had the ball first in this game. They wanted to establish having the time of possession, and so far I think they've done a pretty good job on that front. Meanwhile, Marceline could gather a little momentum. They could get some points as time expires in the half. They got all three of their timeouts remaining still, and then they could get the ball in the second half. So this is a very important possession already here for Marceline in this game. First and 10. Ball, it is Phillips. He gets the snap. Feeling a little bit of pressure by Roberts, and he'll be brought down to the backfield. Since Roberts collects his second sack of the game, it'll be a loss of 5 on the play, and Marceline has to burn the first of their two timeouts. How about the game Vince Roberts has been having? He's been setting the edge and trying to meander his way around the Marceline offensive line, and he's done a good job. He hasn't gotten to Billups the entire time, but he has managed to put some pressure on Billups, and he's made a motion both to the left and right side, and he's been the guy that's kind of given Billups some fits, and he already has 2 sacks in this half, so he's already been a standout, and obviously a good timeout if you're Mark Ross and the Marceline Tigers. Take that if you want to keep as much clock as you can. See if you can go down and feel at the very least, see if you can get Colin Brunner into field goal range and get some points before heading to the locker room. So after the timeout, loss of 5 on the play, it is going to be 2nd and 15 coming up here for the Tigers. They're going to go 5 wide. 3 right, 2 left, and the gun, Phillips. Fayette's defense, four on the line. Here is Phillips, feeling some pressure, and now he has to throw it to the sideline, getting some pressure with the out of the pocket, and they're going to say incomplete. No flag on the play, Phillips out of the pocket. Third and 15 now coming up, and a 29 to go in the half. Marceline quickly lining up and getting into a three right, one left formation. Single man in the back is Brunner. Phillips in the gun once again. Four on the line for Fayette. And it's going to be a delayed handoff. This is Brunner trying to shake off a stair to get around Estes. And he can't stall Estes. That's going to be a loss of one on the play. And fourth and 16 coming up from Marceline. And they're going to have to punt it, and Fayette might have a chance to answer the bell for their own. McCausland on the punt, and it's going to be Jack Kindle this time that's going to do the returning duties for Fayette. 10 seconds on the play clock. Marceline does have timeouts still available. They can't get it off in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. And timeout called by Marceline. There's no indication by the Tigers to get that snapped off. And they get it down to 41.2 seconds as well. They had out of timeout, so they couldn't stop the clock. So that appeared to be a designed sequence there. And good call there by Marceline to shave as much time as they can off the clock. Our lone score of the game so far has been a 58-yard touchdown run by Dustin Wiswall. The junior found a hole on the left hash mark, and as soon as he hit it, he took off all the way to the end zone, and that's our lone score of the game. And then Hudson connected with the tight end, Jace Udy, for the two-point conversion. That's how we have an 8-0 score. Fayette looking to shut out a Lewis and Clark opponent for the third straight half. Gosselin on the punt. A little bit high. It's a floater, and he will send it away into the night sky. It is going to be rolling to the 30, now to the 25, and going to take a rest at the 24-yard line, and picking that up for the Marceline Tigers is the senior Jacob Banks. We might see one play by Fayette to see if they could run. If they can't do anything, then that might be the end of the half, or they could very well just take a knee. They're taking their time to go ahead and get lined up. That's this marching out of the game, so that usually indicates that it's probably going to be a quick knee, and it looks like Hudson is going to, or they're in the wing formation. Do they do under center? It's Hudson, now man in motion, Kindle, and it's going to be maybe 1 yard gain at best as the Tigers are going to bring him down after no gain, and that'll do it for half number one. The Fayette Falcons looking to collect their first win against the Marceline Tigers as they lead by the score of 8-0. They've not beaten the Tigers since 2008, and home crowd comes on the repeat, respecting the effort by Fayette, and they'll go into the locker room with that 8-0 lead. Stand by. Eric Duke is going to have the Moberly Motors halftime report. Again, highlights from our other two games. That would include the Macon Tigers and Monroe City Panthers on Glory 97 and on Quick Sam between the Moberly Spartans and Fulton. We'll be back in about 15 minutes for what should be an exciting half as you're listening to Lewis and Clark football action. Week 4 on Crest. CentralMoInfo.com.
With the kids back in school, Bailey Brothers Collision Repair would like to remind you to watch for the children on or near the road in the morning and after school hours. Reduce any distractions inside your car so you can concentrate on the road and your surroundings. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Bailey Brothers Collision Repair in Brookfield. When accidents happen, give us a call at 660-258-5005. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair, the ones you can trust.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Hey, no matter what you have going on this Saturday, make sure you mark your calendars and set some time aside for this very special once-in-a-lifetime event. It's the Moberly Motors grand opening and 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 11 to 3. It's two celebrations in one to introduce the public to our brand new state-of-the-art facility and to celebrate 75 years and four generations of tradition right here in Moberly. It's going to be fun for the whole family with free food and drinks, tons of great prizes and giveaways, classic cars on display, a caricature artist, multiple radio stations live on site, tours of our all new facility, and more. We couldn't have been in business for 75 years without you, and we built this new facility to serve you better. So what better way to celebrate both than to have a big party for all of you? Come join the fun here at Moberly Motors during our grand opening and 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 11 to 3.
Welcome into the halftime show on Regional Radio as we will get you back out there momentarily as Scott Lunte has the call of that contest. Moberly leads Fulton at the moment 28-0 on Quicks, and elsewhere in the NCMC, Hannibal in front of Mexico 14-6. In the Clarence Cannon Conference, it is 6-6 between Macon and Monroe City. Lewis County Highland, trails Centralia 21-0 as South Shelby leads Palmyra 8-6. Again, Eric Duick with you at the half as we'll be running through our scoreboard, brought to you by Red Weir of Columbia. Area athletes know that when it comes to athletic supplies, the place to go is Red Weir of Columbia, serving the area since 1961. Highlights of the game will be sponsored by Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. We'll run through our highlights here on Regional Radio from Marceline and Fayette. It's been a quiet one in the early going, a defensive slugfest, if you will.
Wiswall on the left side cuts in, and he's got a burst of speed to the 40. 30. Wiswall, you're clear for takeoff. Touchdown, Falcon. 58 yards on the run on 4th and 2.
And that's all we've got so far. 8-0 the lead for Fayette. I remind you, Marceline has won 26 consecutive Lewis and Clark games. That's right, 26 straight Lewis and Clark conference football games. But Fayette, a strong opponent with the physicality to match. That one will likely go down to the wire. Again, that is Fayette and Marceline. Marceline, by the way, if you're wondering about that Lewis and Clark streak, Marceline lost in the district championship last year to Westram, but that obviously doesn't go down as a conference game. Marceline beat Westram at Westram in the regular season last year. It is 26 straight regular season conference wins for Marceline, and before that they won both the conference game and the district championship against Westran. Westran snapped a two-game district championship losing streak with that district title last year. But again, Fayette an 8-0 lead. Elsewhere, let's run through what we've got between Moberly and Fulton so far. The scoring started in a hurry. A quarterback flashed his defensive ability.
Johnson takes the snap, looking to throw on second down. Lofts one up in the air, and this is going to be picked off. On the return on the far sideline is Stone King. He's going to cut back across the field, looking to pick up blockers. He's to the 30, 35-yard line, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 15. Cuts back inside to the 10, to the 5, to the house. Touchdown, Spartans.
J.B. Connolly with the call on Quicks. Dominic Stone King flashed it from his quarterback position, but on the ground just 4 minutes later.
Second and 10 from the Fulton 16. Stone King will keep it himself on the fake handoff. He's got seam. He's in the end zone again. Touchdown, Spartans. 16-yard run by Stone King. It's 13-0.
The extra point was good. That made it 14-0. Those scores at 8:08 and 4:41 of the first quarter, respectively. Then it was a senior back added to the mix less than 2 minutes later.
And handoff is going to go right side on the carry. This is Curtis Walter into the house. Touchdown. It was a fake. Graves took it. I saw Walter with it, but it was Graves who carried it up the middle. I'm sorry, folks. It was a 7-yard run by Graves.
Another long score for Moberly later in the quarter at the 12-second mark.
Second and 7 from the 12-yard line. Johnson takes the snap. Another handoff to Logan. Falls a block left side. Fumble the football. Picked up by Moberly. And down the far sideline. This is Walter on the return. No one to beat. A second turnover turned into points for the Spartans. A 90-yard fumble return by Curtis Walter makes it 27-0.
It is now 34-0 Moberly in front, or 35-0, pardon me, Moberly in front of Fulton. Will get you that last score, the latest of the scores, when it becomes available. But it is now 35-0. J.B. Connolly, Cam Thomas with the call right now on Quicks Radio. Again, Eric Duick with you on Superstation Crest at halftime of Fayette and Marceline, where Fayette leads Marceline 8-0. Obviously, I'm not there tonight as I'm here with you on the halftime show, but just from seeing Marceline a week ago to add a little bit of color commentary to the mix, I will tell you that Marceline is a very different team this year than it was last year, and that's per the words of Mark Ross, the first-year head coach, as well. Not quite the power run-you-over style that they've had in the past with a couple of big, strong backs. They're more of a hit-the-hole-and-go type of team this year, a couple guys in that kind of scat-back variety. So this expected to be an interesting matchup. Again, Marceline has rolled the vast majority of its Lewis and Clark opponents. Even a strong team like Fayette a year ago, it was 48-12. But like I said, Marceline, a much different team, but of course still just a one-score game at that time, at this time. So that should be a fascinating second half ahead. West Strand, top team in the state, leads Harrisburg 21-0. Scotland County leads Schuyler County 14-0 in that rivalry game. In the Emo, South Callaway ahead of Mark Twain 15-0. In the Tri-County Central, Blair Oaks up 20-0 on Versailles. Boonville, homecoming night, 21-0. It leads against California. Hallsville up 14-7 on School of the Osage. The School of the Osage head coach Devin Johnson was previously at Hallsville, so that's an interesting matchup. 7-7 between Southern Boone and Boonville, or Southern Boone and Eldon, pardon me. In the Grand River East, Gallatin 21, Maysville nothing. South Harrison 14, Polo 0, Trenton 13, Putnam County 7. Chillicothe leads Cameron 6-0 in the Midland Empire. Non-conference games, Marshall and Bolivar 14-7. Bolivar leads Marshall 16-12, Smith Cotton leading Columbia Hickman. Battle leads Harrisonville 24-13. Clark County's in front of Kirksville 16-10. By the way, get this for the Crest fans who will be tuned into Truman State football tomorrow. Clark County's coached by Ethan Allen, who played for Truman. At Truman, he played with Kirksville's head coach, Conrad Schottel. And the game is in Kirksville tonight, of all places. So a couple of Truman graduates coaching high school teams against each other in Kirksville, of all places. Cardinal Ritter leads Jeff City, Helias 28-7. Coming up next on the halftime show, we'll run through some more highlights and check in on any updated scores as well here on Regional Radio.
Hey, no matter what you have going on this Saturday, make sure you mark your calendars and set some time aside for this very special once-in-a-lifetime event. It's the Moberly Motors grand opening and 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 11 to 3. It's two celebrations in one to introduce the public to our brand new state-of-the-art facility and to celebrate 75 years and four generations of tradition right here in Moberly. It's going to be fun for the whole family with free food and drinks, tons of great prizes and giveaways, classic cars on display, a caricature artist, multiple radio stations live on site, tours of our all new facility, and more. We couldn't have been in business for 75 years without you, and we built this new facility to serve you better. So what better way to celebrate both than to have a big party for all of you? Come join the fun here at Moberly Motors during our grand opening and 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 11 to 3.
We're back on the halftime show with you at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. As we've been running through some scores, again, if you're just joining us, we remind you that Marceline and Fayette, or Fayette leads Marceline, rather, 8-0 at the half of that one. Let's get you to Macon in Monroe City. That's tied at 6. Macon struck first.
Waller is in the gun. Edwards to his left, two receivers each side. Play action. Waller, far side he goes. Looking downfield, he throws. End zone. And it is caught for a touchdown. Justin Hayes in the back of the end zone. The 6'2 senior comes up with his third touchdown of the year and puts Macon up ahead with 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
That is Ben Wittenstein with the call on Glory 97. A couple of undefeated teams in the Clarence Cannon Conference. The reigning state champions answered 3 minutes into the second.
Hayes goes under center near side hash. It's a pitch to Osborne, far side. Trying to find the corner. He does it to 5. To the end zone. Touchdown, Zach Osborne. He got hit at the goal line but fell forward for the 9-yard touchdown run. And Monroe City ties it up at 6 with 8:52 to go here in the second.
Both teams failed on their two-point conversion, so that game remains tied at 6 on Glory 97 with Ben Wittenstein on the call. How about this in the Moberly game? A freshman getting involved in the scoring action. It was 28-0 as far as the highlights you had heard last time we were at that game, but I told you 35-0 was the score. We've now got the latest audio in on that one. It came in the middle of the second quarter.
Johnson out of the gun, second and 10 from the Fulton 34-yard line. Two receivers wide either side, and the snap is on the ground. It'll be chased down, still loose on the ground. Mobley's going to pick it up, and running for the end zone for the Spartans, Andrew Huff. Touchdown, the third defensive touchdown of the night for the Spartans.
Again, that is J.B. Connolly with those calls on regional radio. You are listening to KRES Moberly as it is 8:03. We'll get you back out to Scott Lunte for Marceline and Fayette in the second half in just a moment. Again, it is 8-0 Fayette as Marceline brings a 26-game Lewis and Clark winning streak into that one. Hannibal leads Mexico in a big NCMC games. That's 14-6 at the half. And just mentioned that 8-0 Fayette lead. West Strand leads Harrisburg 21-0. Scotland County in front of Schuyler County 14-0 in the LNC. In the Tri-County Central, Blair Oaks 20, Versailles 0. Boonville 21, California 0. Hallsville 14, School of the Osage 7. Eldon and Southern Boone tied at 7. Let's get you out to the second half. Fayette and Marceline. 8-0 the lead for Fayette. And a big game between number 2 in the state in the Marceline Tigers and number 4 in the state in the Fayette Falcons. A pair of undefeated LNC teams going at it on Superstation Crest. Scott Lunte has the second half call.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Buffalo Rotisserie-Style Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a rallying cry, please.
Coming right up.
Crusaders of flavor! Ahead lies the bold and spicy Buffalo Rotisserie-Style Chicken Signature Wrap. There may come a day when you wish for bland flavor, but it is not this day! This day, we feast! Go forth to Subway and make it what you want! Limited time at participating shops.
Thank you, Eric, for the Moberly Motors Halftime Show. Welcome back out to Fayette High School's Thomas S. Davis Memorial Field as it is the fourth-ranked Falcons to lead the second-ranked Marceline Tigers by the score of 8-0. Scott Love here. Take a look at some first-half stats here on regional radio before we get to the second half. 82 yards is how much Dawson Wiswall has for the Falcons, and including a rushing touchdown, leads all rushers. Estes has 33 yards on 10 touches. Meanwhile, Hudson has 3 yards on the ground as well for the Fayette Falcons. Meanwhile, Marceline Tigers having a hard time getting some offense going. 22 yards by Clayton Sallow on 4 touches. Colton Bruner has 11 yards on the ground. And then Chase Phillips threw for a total of 11 yards and has 12 yards on the ground for the first half. Coming up in just a moment, it's the second half of the Tigers and the Falcons. It should be a fun one. We'll have it next on CratCentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 School District realize how important it is to stress good sportsmanship to students and fans. How a student or fan acts reflects on the community. The Tigers put in many hours of hard practice throughout the year. Do your part and show your Tiger pride by supporting them and wearing your favorite Marceline Tiger shirt while cheering them on. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 Schools are proud of their Marceline Tigers.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it. He
already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
Getting ready to start the second half here between the Fayette Falcons and the Marceline Tigers. Fayette won the toss and received for the opening portion of the game, and it will be Marceline that will get the ball to start the second half, barring some sort of trickery, like a muff squib or an onside kick. Again, Fayette in their second home game of the season, wearing their home black uniforms, gold numberings, and the solid black helmets and pants. Pretty straightforward, to say the least. Meanwhile, the Marceline Tigers are in their way-wide uniforms, gold numberings, black trimming around those, black helmets with the gold Marceline men M on the side, and then a gold stripe on the top of those helmets. And we are ready to go as time expires on the 18-minute half. And it is going to be Quest Breaking that is going to kick things off left to right on your radio dial. Again, as Eric mentioned, 26 straight regular season Lewis and Clark victories for the Marceline Tigers. You got to go all the way back to 2014. The Westrand Hornets were the ones that defeated the Tigers last in regular season competition. 34-33 at the end of September. Can they keep that streak alive? It's a little squibber, and falling to the ground is a Marceline Tiger. And And it is going to be first down coming up for Marceline at about the 42-yard line of their own. So, again, Billups 4-for-5 passing unofficially with 11 yards in the first half. And Marceline will start out going right to left on your radio dial in an I formation. Going to change things up. They introduced this last week in the Bell game. So Billups is in the gun. And it's going to be a single back man, and that is Brunner. Brunner takes it to the left side. Estes and also Vince Roberts, who had one sack in that first half, will spin Brunner down after a one-yard gain. Brunner and Estes, or Roberts and Estes, I should say, have been all over the field here in this first half. And a lot of it has to be is just determining when the snap is and getting a good jump on there. And then also they're finding ways to kind of just sneak through the offensive line. Here's the second and eight, 3 wide. Billups in the gun. Flings one over the hand, but it's caught by Desmond Harrison, and he's going to take it to the 30, to the 25, cuts to the right side, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, stretch it for the pylon, and he's into the end zone for a Marceline touchdown, but there's a flag on the play. Or was he pushed out of bounds? It looked like the pass was going to go to Clayton Stallow on the left side, but Harrison was about 6 yards deeper, and he's the one that gets the catch. Critical play, or critical flag here, to start out the second half. What will it be? And Daniel Calvin walks to our direction, and it is going to be a face mask on the Tigers, and they're going to say Harrison was out at the one. So that is going to be a 54-yard completion for Harrison. Now first and goal from the one. Marceline has a golden opportunity to get within two. 11 minutes to go here in the third quarter. I formation. It is Billups under center. Fant tries to creep. It's a quarterback keeper. Gets a push from behind, and he penetrates the goal line, and Marceline is within two. A one-yard run by Chase Billups makes it 8-6. And it looks like they're going to go with... Are they going to go for the extra point, or are they going to go for two? Logic says go for two and tie it up. And they're going to go for two. A little bit of an interesting formation. Billups is in the gun. 4 wide. He takes it. He feels the heat. Trying to drop it off. Diving is Stallow. Did he make the catch? He did not. Coming across the goal line. And he dove for it. And the ball bounced on the ground as he was trying to trap it. So they have preserved an 8-6 lead with 10:50 to go in quarter number three on Crest. It's CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first. CNR Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. CNR Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. CNR Transmission. They fix everything.
It was a 54-yard completion from Billups to Desmond Harrison to put them at the one, and then a one-yard rush by Billups makes this an 8-6 game. Fayette still at the lead. On the return is Isaiah Estes. He starts at the 5, now to the 20, and he will be brought down at the 22 as he will be pushed down by Will Edgar on the play. So Marceline answers the bell on the opening possession on the second half, and let's see how Fayette will respond. Wiswall has been the man for the Falcons with 82 rushing yards in that first half on 12 touches. And so they'll start out on first and 10. As they exchange balls now, and it'll be placed at the 21 on the right hash mark. So Fayette will line up. Marceline stacks five on the line. This is triple option. Fayette has been staying in this entire time. Wiswall on the left side. He'll take the handoff. Going in with a burst of speed, and Sallow will grab his right leg and trip him down for a four-yard gain. And it'll bring up a second and six here. Kind of been a defensive struggle, pretty much assignment sound, and on both sides of the ball, just one small mistake, as a matter of fact, a little too soft on the zone coverage by Fayette. Put Marceline down at the one, and then looked like a missed tackle by Marceline, which allowed Wiswall to go 58 yards for Fayette's score. Here's Estes on the right side, takes the toss now, takes it in the middle. Now he tries to squeeze his way around, and it looked like Udy was trying to pull him out of the pile and trying to help him out, but he ended up being the guy that kind of took him down. Sayre was also there for Marceline, and that'll be a two-yard gain for two-time Crest All-Star. So now a third and four coming up here for the Falcons. Ball's on the 27-yard line. Take their time to line up. Estes is behind the right tight end. Wiswall behind the left tight end. And right behind Hudson is Anderson. Estes in motion. Takes the handoff, and now it is a trick play, and Hudson will get the toss, and he'll gain four on the play, and he got lucky because Wiswall was falling to the ground and lateraled it to Hudson. He managed to get six on a play. It turns out to be a first down. Otherwise, if Wiswall doesn't get that out, that's fourth and two. Now Hudson has 9 yards on the ground. So first and 10 here, ball is on the Fayette 35. On the right hash mark, we'll line up in the same formation. Hudson under center. Takes the snap count, now hands it off. Here is Wiswall. He'll take it, and he will try and cut to the outside, and it will be Sims there on the stop after a 2-yard gain. Marceline's doing a good job in this game, staying assignment sound, and that was going to be something important, according to head coach Mark Ross, because there's a lot of crisscross action Fayette likes to do, and they've been doing a good job setting the edges, and Ross said that was going to be a very important thing the Tigers need to do if they want to have a chance in this game, and so far they've done a pretty good job at that. Fayette has had virtually no offense outside the edges. Now they're going to look for a play-action pass, and they'll drop it off. A dangerous one intended. It looked like they're trying to Vince Roberts. Don't see him on offense all that often. That's his first attempt to him. That's an incomplete pass, and Sallow's on the coverage. Third and seven coming up. Hudson's 1-for-3 passing in this game. Again, 8-6. Falcons with the lead, 8:31 to go here in the third quarter. Take their time to line up at the 36-yard line on the right hash mark. Same formation, under center, Hudson. Man in motion, Wiswall. Takes the snap, now goal guard. Estes on the left side on the double handoff. Estes trying to bully his way towards the first down marker, but he's going to be brought down 5 yards shy after a 2-yard gain. Colton Jenkins on the stop there for Marceline. Estes, 37 yards on the ground, 12 touches. And is Fayette going to go for it on fourth down? They're at the 40. If they don't make it, they're going to give Marceline decent field position. Worst case scenario would be 45 yards for Marceline to go down. And it appears they're going to go for it. Fourth and four on the 40. Hudson will snap it. And this time they will go over to Wiswell. He's got some space, but a good open field tackle by Colton Fisher, the cornerback. And it's a turnover on downs, and Marceline will get it back. Not enough for a first down, so Marceline's got a chance to capitalize on some great field position. They're going to start out at the Fayette 43. One to the left, one to the right. And now Marceline is trying to get the rest of their guys in. And they're going to go with a single back with two receivers lined up in the slot. So it'll end up being four wide, and they're going to play the draw to Bruner. He's up to the 40. Now to the 30. He's got a block. Now takes it to the 20, and he'll be brought down by Isaiah Estes. Flag down, however, back at the 40-yard line, and right now it is currently appears to be about a 31-yard gain, but it's not going to be. That crowd tells you it's holding on the Tigers. So that negates that big run by Colin Brunner. And it'll be first and appears to spot or follows up to 40. So it should be about first and about 16. It appears, or actually it'll be first and 14. Ball be placed at the Fayette 48, just to the right of the left hash mark. Still 7:30 to go here in the third quarter. Marceline quickly lines up. Four wide, one to the right of Phillips, who is in the gun. That appears to be Kane. Now man motion on the left slot. That is Stallo. Now motions back out. Here's the snap. Phillips surveys downfield. Flings one to Stallo, and he'll make the catch, and we'll get shoved out of bounds on the play. Estes in the vicinity, and also the nickelback. And that is Jace Udy, who will get credit for a tackle. That's going to be a 4-yard gain on the completion. That's Salo's first catch of the game as well. Second and 10 as they get back to the original line of scrimmage, which is at the 44 on the left hash mark in the gun. Here's Hudson. One left, two to the right, single back man is Kane, and he'll get the handoff. Kane, or scratch that, make that Brunner, and he will motion his way towards the 40. And we'll gain about three on the play, and it looks like Donovan, Chris Donovan, that is, the second team all-conference defensive tackle, will come from behind to get the stop, and it's a 3-yard gain by Brunner. And a third and 7 coming up at the 40. Four wide again for the Tigers. Phillips in the gun. Snap right to his chest. Feeling some pressure. And he had to jump that right away. Charging in was breaking, and he had no chance to get something set up. His breaking went virtually untouched, and fourth down coming up. So will the Tigers try and pin Falcons? Appears they're going to do that. Deep as Cale Polson. All right, scratch that. They now switch it out. It's going to be Jack Kindle, who's deep for Fayette, standing at the Marceline 45. Goslin awaiting to send this away. Snap down and boots it. It's got a little bit of top spin to it, and it'll roll to the 10. And by Marceline quickly pursuing, and a job well done by Alex McCoslin as that comes to a screeching halt at the Fayette 2-yard line. So the Falcons got to go 98 yards on this drive if they want to get points. And McCoslin, a 43-yard punt, pins the Falcons. And that's an opportunity to tilt the field position, too, as we got an official timeout on the field for a quick water break. The Fayette cheerleaders keeping the crowds entertained here tonight at Thomas S. Davis Field. Other Lewis and Clark games that are taking place this evening around the area. West Rand, number one ranked in class number one, the team the Falcons will actually face next week. They are at Harrisburg tonight. We also have Knox County welcoming Paris, Schuyler, and Scotland County playing in a rivalry game tonight. And then the lone team that is not in any conference play tonight is the Salisbury Panthers. They are taking on Carrollton, a team that Fayette shut out 36-0, I believe that score was in week number one. But for both these two teams, it's going to be conference games from here on out until we get to districts. The seven Lewis and Clark, or make that eight Lewis and Clark teams. Or nine, I should say. Nine Lewis and Clark teams and only one schedule opening for a non-conference game. Fayette is Carrollton and Marceline's is Brookfield in the bell game. So on the two, it is Estes who will get the honor to try and give Fayette some breathing room, and he'll get three on the play. There are four tires that brought him down and leading the pursuit there. Looked like that was Nick Kane. So a two-yard gain by Estes, and he gets it out to the Fayette five. Still got to go 95 yards, though. And this is a big chance for Marceline to bring some pressure here. If I am Austin Brunner, the defensive coordinator, I might be trying to bring some pressure, especially since they're running. See if you can get a loss. Maybe take a sack, and heck, if you can get a safety, you tie this game up. Very important for Fayette to try and get it out. It's Estes on the toss on second and five, or second and seven, I should say, from the five. And he'll gain two more, a little more breathing room for the Falcons, and it'll be third and four coming up. So a third and three now coming up on the eight. They need to get to the 11.5 to get a first down. So they'll line up in that triple option again with Estes behind the right tackle. Wiswall on the left, and he will be the man in motion, and this time it will be Wiswall on the handoff. Wiswall trying to find some space on the right side of the field, and he can't negotiate through three Tigers, and that's going to be no gain on the play, or make that actually two, and it's fourth down. And if you're Fayette, you have to punt here. If you go for it on fourth down, you're asking for trouble if Marceline can get a stop. But you're putting a lot of faith. They're going for it on fourth down. Vandestand, the head coach, putting in a lot of faith in Hudson. Here's the man in motion, and here is Hudson. Big play of the game. And it is Estes who is going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. And Marceline's going to get the ball back at the Fayette 10. Or now they're going to talk about the spot it looks like. And we might get a measurement. And they say it's turnover on down. So Estes is 1 yard shy. And Marceline's going to get it back at the 11-yard line. I don't know what to say about that. I'm shocked the Falcons went for it on fourth down inside their own 20. Defense! 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 So the Tigers have a chance to take the lead now. They need 11 yards to do so. One left, one right. Man in the backfield. And cutting, and the ball's on the ground. That was King who was trying to cut left, and or cut to the right. And as soon as he cuts to the right, ball drops to the ground, and Fayette recovers it. That's the second time in this game the Marceline Tigers have had outstanding field position. They could try and capitalize, and it's turned over. They've had two chances to get a lead in this game, and they have not been able to capitalize. So Fayette Francis Gregor. No, they say Marceline recovered it. It looked like the early indication was Fayette recovered it, but they said Marceline instead. So instead, second and 11, and they try to get the hard count on the Falcons, and looks like it pays off as Phillips gets the neutral zone infraction call. Good head fake there by the entire line, and 5-3 yards for the Marceline Tigers. So it'll now be second and six now after the loss of one, and the ball's going to be at the 8-yard line. 2:54 to go in the third. Marceline looking to take the lead. They can do so with a touchdown. Four wide. Phillips on the left hash mark takes a snap, and they will give it to Brunner. He cuts over to the 10, trying to find the sideline, and good pursuit by Estes the entire way. They toe-to-toe with Brunner, and it'll be a one-yard gain, third down coming up. Marceline getting some personnel, and they're going to go jumbo here, it looks like. Coming in is Clint Atkin, who is the backup left guard. Usually that indicates it's going to be a run. We'll see if that happens to be the case. Third and six on the 9. High formation for the Marceline Tigers. Phillips under center. They got Kane and also Brunner. It's going to be play action. Phillips looking forward to right pylon and in and out of hand. And it looks like that was the senior Hayden Dorrell that was the intended receiver. And then now they say it's actually McConnell. That's going to be an incomplete. Fourth down, Marceline takes the lead with a field goal here, and they got Brunner out there to try and do just that. So get him lined up, and this is going to be a 29-yard attempt. Ball is going to be placed right in the middle of the field for Brunner. Here comes the snap. Minute 50 to go here in the third quarter. Here it comes. Good snap. Brunner sends it. This looks promising, and it is. Marceline has their first lead of the game, a 29-yard field goal by Colin Brunner, his seventh of the season. And we'll be back on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. The Tigers are out front.
Do I qualify for wound healing treatment at Samaritan Hospital's Wound Healing Center?
If you are suffering from diabetic ulcers, infections, radiation injuries, or wounds that haven't healed within 30 days, you can call the Samaritan Hospital Wound Healing Center today for an evaluation. There's no referral needed. Call 660-395-8330. That's 660-395-8330, and let them help you heal. Samaritan Hospital in Macon. Community-focused, personalized service.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special design shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Marceline Tigers make Fayette pay on fourth down from their own red zone, and Colin Brunner pops in a 29-yard field goal, and the Tigers lead 9-8. They're going to kick things off, and first time we're going to see the kick return team tonight for the Fayette Falcons. And it looks like that is going to be Kindle. And trying to see who the far man is because it is heading his direction. Good kick by Brunner. It's going to take a one hop. And it is going to roll all the way into the end zone. It might be a live ball, as a matter of fact. And now we get a flag on the play. The air man for the Falcons. It looked like that might have been Wiswall, the air kick return guy. We'll wait and see what the flag is. Rolled into the end zone for a touchback, so Marceline was trying to pick that up right before it went to the one. If it did, they might have scored. And the verdict from Daniel Calvin now coming in.
or we think at least, is now talking to the Marceline defensive line. Basically, where the flag was, it indicated it was probably going to be like a block in the back or something on the Falcons. Although there was a Falcon down. That was actually, Wiswald was actually down at about the 35 at the end of the play. And now Mark Ross is having a word with Mr. Daniel. And I think he's wanting to say that Marceline picked it up and it was a live ball. And I think he's trying to argue that should be a touchdown. It was really close because the ball remained in bounds, and the Tiger that picked it up, I think, was in the goal line. And when the ball is in the end zone, that should be a touchback. We'll wait and see what this is. This could be an interesting turn of events here. Now, Mr. Calvin is walking his way back towards us at the 20, and it's going to be a hold on Fayette. Let's see where they're going to mark this. It should be at about the 20, I imagine. Or actually, it should be at about the, I believe it's supposed to be at the 5, or they might mark it off half the distance. You're going to say 10-yard penalty. So it'll be first and 10 for Fayette on the 10. Marceline now leads 9-6 off the Kohlenbrunner field goal, and the man in motion this time is Estes. This time he lines up on the left side, and Estes to the 20, and that's a nice start for the senior on this drive. Gains 9 as he gets out to the right hash mark, and Colby Sims makes the stop for Marceline. Estes with 56 yards on 17 touches now. The lineup and triple option again. This time Estes is behind the right tackle, Wiswall behind the left. And Estes, man in motion, gets the toss. He will take it, trying to spin around behind Skaggs and Saunders, so tight end and left tackle respectively. He's got enough for the first for a 2-yard gain. Then a couple on the stop from Mark Coyne. That's his first tackle of the night. Enough for a first down. Couple errors on both sides. Again, this is number 4 versus number 2. Number 4 hosting the Fayette Falcons, taking on the number 2 Tigers. Significant implications in the Lewis and Clark, and also in regards to Class 1 media rankings. Under center, here is Hudson again. Wiswall, the man in motion, he'll get it. He's got a man. Now cuts back to the inside, to the 30. Now he's got the seam and a good fair arm tackle there on the play by the cornerback. Alex Coslin may have saved a touchdown there. It will be 11 yards for Wiswall and a first down, and that run gets him over 100 yards. Takes it to the 31. Now Fayette taking their time to line back up. 20 seconds to go. This will likely be the final play of the third quarter. Hudson under center. Man in motion this time. Left side is Wiswall. Gets the toss off the snap. And a full head of steam, and he will gain 5 on the play, and that will be it for quarter number 3. Fun Lewis and Clark battle between the Tigers and the Falcons. Tigers lead 9-8. Quarter number 4 coming up in 1 minute. Across the CentralMoInfo.com.
What happened to AJ's? I'm confused. The sign says the Pear Tree.
Yeah, AJ's is now called the Pear Tree.
Is it a different restaurant?
No, it's exactly the same, only the name changed from AJ's to the Pear Tree.
Why?
It's a tree thing, you know, City of Maples.
So it used to be AJ's with the Pear Tree inside, and now it's the Pear Tree inside of AJ's.
Yeah.
I think I got it. I have gift cards from the old Pear Tree, the Sub Shop, and AJ's. Will they accept those old gift cards?
Yes.
Why did they do this?
To get back to their roots. See, it's a tree thing.
AJ's in Macon is now called the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar.
Tigers!
Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole. School, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
They have marching band getting the crowd live for the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lewis and Clark football action tonight, week number four on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lunti here with you. Matt running the dials at the Moberly Motorsports Desk. Eric is also your halftime and end zone show host tonight. That's coming up after the conclusion of this game. We'll have highlights from our games and also hear from coaches on their week four results. Band with the ball here on second and six, and it's going to be Wisball on the handoff from the 35-yard line, and he'll get it up to the 40. Needs to get to the 41 for a first down. Actually, check that. That is at Isaiah Estes. So it'll be third down and one coming up. Big play for the Falcons, who have led the majority of this game. It was a 58-yard touchdown run by Dawson Wiswald, the junior, 4:18 remaining in the first quarter. Give Fayette an 8-0 lead. Marceline scored the last nine. Here is Estes on third and one. Bounces off one, and the Tigers believe they made a stop, but the side judges say otherwise, and they move the chain gain and say it's a 2-yard gain and a fresh set of downs for Fayette. So Estes a little more active in this second half, as he already has a total of 9 touches in the second half. We're 1 minute into the fourth quarter. First and 10. Ball is at the Fayette 43. Lined up in the middle of the field. Triple back once again for the Falcons. Estes motion on the right tackle. Takes the handoff, and they'll go to Wiswall this time. Ball on the ground! And now Estes picks it up at the 50, and he's got daylight! A fumble recovery by Fayette! And he'll go all the way for a touchdown! Isaiah Estes, 56 yards! 14-9, Fayette. Not as you drew it up, but still take the 6. A little bit of a fortunate bounce by the Falcons as Wiswall looked like he had a decent run, and then it looked like Colby Sims got the strip. There were 3 tires surrounding it, and then it kicked up to the 50, and then Estes just picked up the loose change and took off. And now the Falcons will try and get it up to 16-9. Here's the 2-point attempt. On the man in motion, this is Estes, and here is Hudson. They're going to try the same play and try and get it to Vince Roberts, and he skies for it, and he falls down. 3 Tigers surrounding him, incomplete. 14-9, Falcons back on top on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
You may have heard the Paris Senior Center is not just for seniors anymore. Well, that's true because we've always been here for the entire community. Any age and any income is welcome. Sure, we serve up delicious, nutritious new meals every weekday for those who are in retirement. However, the Paris Senior Center also serves up delicious new meals to hardworking men and women of all ages. And if you don't want a big meal, order our chef's salad. So come on in and purchase a meal or two a week and help our community and our seniors. The Paris Senior Center, where life at any age is celebrated with a meal.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, get a Kubota M7 tractor and take advantage of low-rate long-term financing. This is why I do it. Kubota. Get your M7 tractor at Meyer Implement Company in Monroe City and Bowling Green. Go to where your business is always appreciated. Meyer Implement Company in Monroe City and Bowling Green.
little bit of luck rolling the Falcons' way after the fumble by Wiswall, recovered by Estes, and he goes all the way to the house, 56 yards, and Fayette now leads 14-9. It's a squibber, and getting the recovery for the Tigers at the Fayette, or the Marceline 40, I should say, is Hunter Nelson, the freshman, who is also a backup tailback and a backup inside linebacker, and he will likely have an impact on this Marceline Tiger roster in the near future, already getting some varsity time on the special teams side and already a backup as a freshman. That's not too bad. So now Marceline will start out on their own 40. Four wide, Phillips in the gun, one man behind. That appears to be Kane, and now another hard count, and the guilty party is West Breaking, Colby Skaggs, neutral zone infraction, 5-3 yards for Marceline. Bruner's the guy in the backfield for the Tigers, as they've primarily gone the 4-wide with Bruner on the back. Bruner leads the team in touches, 50 on the year coming into tonight. 261 yards and has three rushing touchdowns on the year. Marceline has scored their first touchdown in six quarters, and it's going to be a little halfback wheel route to Brunner. He's going to catch it at the old original line of scrimmage and rushes out of bounds on the far side at the Marceline bench, pursued out by Isaiah. It's a six-yard completion by Chase Phillips and a first down for the Tigers. That's the first catch for Brunner as well tonight in this game. And gets them into Fayette territory. Will be first in town, or first in 10 on the hash mark at Fayette 48. Three wide this time. Or actually, no, they'll go into the I formation. They check into the I, into gun, Phillips. One man to the left. They'll take the handoff, and now they'll come a little in around. Here is Salas in a 40. To the outside, to the 35, 30. Looking at the 20. Now pushed out of bounds, and a big-time gain for Clayton Stallo. That's going to be a 23-yard gain for the senior and puts Marceline in the red zone. And now we get a flag on a play. It's a hold. The second big run for the Tigers negated by a holding call, and flag kind of flew in relatively late. That's a tough pill to swallow if you're Tigers. They've had a few chances to hold a lead in this game, but penalties have been their kryptonite. This will be first and 15 as the hole took place 5 yards down the field. They'll go four wide again. Brunner in the backfield. Phillips in the gun, and they'll check it to Brunner. To the left side, cuts to the left. The left hash mark tries to get to the 50, and he'll fall down to the 49 of Fayette. That'll be a 4-yard gain for Brunner. And that is going to be now 21 yards for Brunner on this contest. Ball at midfield. He'll bring up second and 12. Three left, one right. Now they go four wide. There's a man in motion in the right slot. Now it goes to the left slot. Burn out to the left of Phillips in the backfield in the gun. Phillips, ready for a snap, gets it from his center. Feels the pressure. Two Falcons in and has to quickly dump it off and put a little route for a runner and there to meet him. After a 2-yard gain, it is going to be Colby Skaggs, and then it's actually going to be Stallo on the completion. So 1-yard gain, 3rd and 11 now here for the Tigers. Three to the right, one to the left. 3rd and 11, 9:07 to go here in the fourth quarter. Phillips in the gun. Brunner just to his left. Here's the snap. Yeah, bringing some pressure. Phillips winds and fires, looking for a man. This was a pause play and a good bang bang play by Donovan Wiswall. And fourth down coming up. Good pass by McCausland, and then Wiswall just kind of timed that perfectly, jumped on the back of Coslin to bat that away, and good defensive man-to-man coverage here by the junior. So here's the fourth down on the Fayette 49. Here's we're going to go for it, and they need 11 yards. Three to the right, one to the left. Runner in the backfield with Phillips in the gun. He gets the snap. Receivers clear out. Looking to the right side. Here's Stallow. Solo tackle. A big one in this game. Tyler Bartholomew, the freshman, comes up with a turnover on downs for Fayette. How about picking up your first ever tackle on the varsity level, Mr. Bartholomew? A pretty dang good dive for it. And Fayette gets the ball back at the Marceline 46. And that's going to be a loss of 3 on the play. Fayette will try to extend their 14-9 lead. 8:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Triple option again. Here's Wiswell, man in motion from the left tackle. He'll get the toss in the backfield, and he'll spin his way to the 43. It'll be a 1 yard gain, and it will be Clint Acton on the stop after the 1 yard gain. Estes checks out for Fayette on 2nd and 9. Slowly line up. Fayette taking their time. And it's the right to do with the lead. See if they can kill as much clock as possible. Wiswall on the left side. And on the right side is Jack Kindle. Under center, Hudson. Kindle, man in motion, comes in the backfield. He'll take it. Kindle up to the 45. Now trying to find his way near the 40 and jungle of Tigers will be on the pushback. Colton Fisher leading the charge for Marceline. It'll be a 2 yard gain. Now it'll be Kindle's first touch as well. Falcons need to get to the 36. They're right now at the 43 on 3rd and 6. That's just back into the game. He's behind the left tackle, or left side end, I should say. Under center, Hudson. And it'll be Estes, man in motion, gets the talk. Here he goes, the senior Estes, to the 40, trying to get his way in to the 36 or 7. He needs to get to the 36. He's going to be short. Just depends where that spot is going to be, and appears Sayer ends in on the stop, and it's going to be a 4 yard gain for Estes. And fourth down coming up. They're at the 39, 4th and 3. And the Falcons capitalize. Fourth down's been their bugaboo tonight. Kindle, Wiswall, man in motion on the left side. He will now line up in the backfield, and a timeout called. 4 seconds to go on the play clock. Ross Hudson wants to talk this over with head coach Roger Van de Zandt. 6:33 to go in this game. Again, Marceline has won 26 Lewis and Clark regular season games in a row. The last loss came to the Western Hornets in 2014. Add, the Falcons have not beaten the Marceline Tigers since 2008. Billy Huffman was the head coach at the time for the Falcons. And they won that one 13-0 ever since then. It's been Marceline last year, 48-12, 2016 in the division bowl game, or in district, 55-6, 28-12 in 2016, 2015 district, 16-0, 55-0 in the 2015 game. In 2014, 54-12, 72-16 and 13, 36-6 in 2012, 37-7 in 2011, 41-0 in 2010, and 21-8 in 2009.
just to put this into context, it's been all Marceline these last 10 years of fans trying to rewrite the script. Estes on fourth down. He's going to be brought down for a loss of five. Colby Sims, the junior, leading the charge for the Tigers. And it'll be a turnover on downs. Marceline will start out on their own 45. It will be a loss of four on the play for the senior. It is a five-point lead, so a field goal is not going to be enough for Tigers. They got to get into the end zone. They still have plenty of time. 6:25 to go in this game. Three to left, one to right. Brunner in the backfield. In the gun. This is Phillips, and this will be Brunner who will take it, and he is going to have Colby Skaggs right on him. He's trying to rip the ball out from Brunner, but he did a good job holding on that entire time. 3 yard gain there for the junior. Three left, one right. In the gun once again, Billups. Second and seven, and Fayette jumps again on the hard count. And five more free yards for the Tigers. And if I'm Billups, I keep going to that until the Falcons not bite. See what you can get with the free yards. So now it's second and 2.5. And it's now in Fayette territory on the 48 to be exact on the left hash mark. Single man is Brunner in the backfield. Two left, one right. In the gun, they will go the halfback draw here to Brunner. And a lot of Falcons in on the stop. No gain on the play. Charging in was Quest Breaking, the junior. We'll have no gain on the play. Now it's third and three. Marceline hasn't had much success on the ground tonight. Only 24 yards for Brunner, and Stallo has 22, and he's yet to have a touch in this second half. We haven't really heard from Nick Kane much in this half either. Third and three. They will go three to the right, one to the left. Brunner in the backfield, just to the right of Phillips. Takes a snap, and now a little high as they're trying to go for Brunner. Over his head, incomplete. Fourth down coming up. Still need to get 3 yards to keep this drive alive. Bay defense is ready to roll. Eddie Bentley, credit the Falcons. They've allowed a total of 9 points tonight, 16 total coming into tonight, 25. And we're almost four games in. That is incredible work by the defense corner. Here's fourth and three. Four wide, and Phillips looks for a left side. He's got a man. That is Stella to the 40. Keeps it inside to the 30, and then he'll be tripped out of bounds. A touchdown saving tackle on the play by Cale Polson, the cornerback. And it's going to be a 23-yard gain for Stallo. A big-time fourth down throw by Phillips. Now we're going to get a whistle here. And it looks like this might be... Oh, we got an injured Falcon is what that is. That might be Polson. Is he fell to the ground on the left sideline, and in order to make the tackle, it looked like he tripped Stallo with his chest. So he might have just gotten the wind knocked out of him a little bit. And Stallo kicked him. He is walking on his own power, walking back towards the Fayette sideline, which is certainly good news. And by the way he's walking, it certainly looks like that is exactly what that is he got the wind knocked out of him. So certainly good to see Polson, a big part of this Fayette defense. And he's had a tough assignment tonight covering the likes of McCausland and Brunner. And also Stallo. He's been all over the field tonight. Hey. So now here is first and 10. Ball is going to be placed at the Fayette 22. 14-9, 4:44 to go here in the fourth. Marceline with the ball, still trailing. Phillips in gun, three right, one left, one man in the backfield. Phillips takes a snap. Receiver clears out. Looks like he wants to try and check it down, and he's not going to have time to do so. A sack, the third one of the night for the Falcons, and this time it's Colby Skaggs getting the pressure and the takedown. And that's a big loss on the play, 10 to be exact. Not what the Tigers wanted on first and 10. Now they'll quickly line up in a four wide again. Now second and 20. Phillips in the gun again. Gets the snap from his center bank. Phillips throws the left side, taking a dive for it. It's extended to Brunner. Put it in a spot. Only Brunner can get it. And that was just good man-to-man coverage here by the outside linebacker, Vince Roberts. If that ball's a little high, Roberts could cut that off and take that the other way for the Falcons. So it's a tough play to make there if you're Brunner. And now it's third and 20 for the Falcons. Or for Marceline, I beg your pardon. 4:04 to go here in the fourth. One to the right, two to the left. Actually, they're going to go trips left this time. Phillips snap. Feeling some pressure. Going to take a lick. No flag on the play. And that's caught. Did a five. And it looks like the man getting that. Hard to tell on that play on the far side. And trying to get a look. I can't tell who made that catch. I believe that was Colton Fisher that made it. But nevertheless, first and goal for Marceline. A big-time catch. And it's a pickup of 26 on the play. Now we got a man down for the Tigers. Trying to get off the field in time. And that might be Phillips. Or actually, no, that is not Phillips. And we'll wait and see who that is. But we'll give Colton Fisher that catch. Tough to tell on the far side with the gold numbers in these floodlights. And the PA guy appeared to have a tough time getting indication as well, but it looked like it was Colton Fisher that got that, and that is his first catch of the season, and that's a big one. Now the Tiger walking off the field. Looks like it might be McCausland. We could see him get off, and now we got a first and goal at the six. First and goal for the Tigers. Ball's at the six. Fayette, 3:43 to go in the game. And the eye is Marceline under center. Is Phillips. Here's the snap. Delayed handoff. And this time they will go with, might be Kane, it appears, and he is going to get a loss of two on play. Actually, they give it to Brunner. So 3-yard loss, and now it's going to be second and goal from the eight. These are the moments these high school players live for, a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter. They did it last week, marching down the field and gave Brunner a shot at the field goal. Can they do it with a different score? Four wide, Phillips in the gun, and Mark Ross hustling all the way down the sideline to get the side judge's attention for a timeout, and it is granted. So Marceline has two timeouts remaining, as does the Falcons. Those just joining us, it was Fayette that got the lead early. 4:38 remaining in the first quarter. It was Dawson Westfall, a 58-yard touchdown run that put the Falcons up 8-0 after the two-point conversion from Hudson to Chase Beauty. Then it was Marceline who scored the next nine. It was a one-yard run by Chase Phillips, and the two-pointer was no good. And it was all set up by an Alice because, or a Desmond Harrison 54-yard catch and run
They got him all the way down to the one, and that set up the touchdown run. And then a 29-yard field goal by Colin Brunner made it 9-8 with 1:51 to go in the third. And then a little luck for Fayette. A caught the ball by Wiswall, was picked up by Estes at midfield, and he took it all the way into the house, and that's the difference so far in this game. If Marceline can score here, they'll take a one-point advantage. Second and eight out of the timeout. They'll go four wide with Brunner in the backfield. Bolton Fisher lined up at the far right side. Here is Brooks. The snap. They will go to Brunner, and a nice tackling by Colby Skaggs, getting in on the penetration as well as Chris Dunovic. And it will be a one-yard gain for Brunner. Third and goal from the seven. 2:25 to go in the game. 14-9, Fayette with the lead. Marceline threatening. In the gun. Phillips. One left, one right. Takes the snap. Phillips with the keeper. Motions to the left. Feels some pressure. Takes a hit. Fires for the end zone. And it is out. Incomplete. 4th and goal coming up, man, on the coverage. It's Jack Kendall, the safety, as they tried to get it to Clayton Stallow in the right slot. Fourth and goal, 2:08 to go. One left, one right. Two in the backfield, now man in motion, McConklin on the right side. Here is Billups, and now we get another timeout. Marceline takes it. The Falcon faithful acting as a 12th man, and I think that might have warranted the timeout. Marceline couldn't hear anything in regards to how they wanted to handle that fourth down situation. Boy, this game has lived up to the billing. Number two versus number four. One team is going to be 4-0 by the end of the night. The other will be handed their first loss. The Fayette team has come a long way with head coach Roger Van der Zand in year number three. They made it to the district semifinals 1 year ago before bowing out to Westrand by the final of 40-8. And that was a team that the Falcons defeated last year. And we'll be seeing the Hornets and Falcons next week over on Glory 97 up at Westrand. But back to this game. Fourth and goal for Marceline at the seven. Three left, one right. Phillips in the gun. Fayette, three on the line. Phillips is snapped. They're going towards the end zone. Phillips fires one towards the pylon. It's set out of the way by the Falcon. In on the coverage with Rob Hudson, and it's a turnover on down. Looked like they were trying to go to Brunner. There's a quick slant onto the left side. Came back to the near left pylon, and Hudson cutting it, fanning it out, turnover. And the Fayette defense makes another stop. .203 to go here, and Marceline only has one timeout. So the Falcons, all intents and purposes, just need two first downs to ice this game. They will toss it to Wiswall, and Wiswall will put motion to the right side, and he will gain a 4 on the play. Wiswall with a total of 109 yards. Marceline still allowing the clock to run. Second and five. 16 on the play clock. Just got to keep rolling and snapping until the absolute last moment. 90 seconds. second and five. Triple option, and this will be a handoff to Estes, and he will bulldoze his way for a two-yard gain. The crowd remains on their feet. And now if Marceline has to use her final timeout, this would be a good time to do so. So Fayette only needs 2 yards to ice this game. And boy, would this be a huge victory for the Falcons. Again, it's been since 2008 since they've last defeated the Tigers. And if they beat the Tigers, we could be in for what could potentially be a 1-3 matchup or something of that nature next week on Glory 97. Because the Falcons will no doubt move ahead of Marceline in the rankings. It just depends what Westran did tonight against Harrisburg and then also what East Buchanan, the number two team in Class 1, did tonight. And that will be a treat next week at Westran. Marceline's out of timeouts. They cannot stop the clock again. Third and two from the 15. Hudson under center. And will it be Quizwall? Gets the handoff near the first down marker, and now he escapes. Quizwall to the 40. Still running, and now they're saying he's down. Quizwall was off to the end zone, and they say it was down by contact, but that doesn't matter because it's a first down for Fayette, and that's going to seal the game. Now we're getting a flag blown in late. That's going to stop the clock. Personal foul on Fayette. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct. And Marceline's going to have a little bit of life still. It was after the play, so it should, the first down should remain intact. But nevertheless, it's going to take two kneel downs, and Fayette's going to win this. Three-yard gain for Quizwall. And the clock starts to run. The Fayette crowd comes to their feet. And looking ahead for the Falcons as Hudson is going to take the first of two knees. And that might be it. It will be Parrott, or actually it will be Westran next week, and then they will welcome Parrott. Meanwhile, for Marceline, they will travel to Parrott next week, and then they'll host Skylar County. Hugs around the field for the Fayette Falcons. They snap Marceline, 26 game, Lewis the Clark conference streak with a 14-9 victory over the Marceline Tigers. Listen to this fair crowd. A hard-fought defensive struggle for both of these two teams as they line up at the 50-yard line to shake hands on both sides, and the Fayette crowd is ecstatic. They improved to 4-0 on the year, undefeated, and they hold a share of the Lewis and Clark Conference. And it doesn't get any easier as they get the Westran Hornets next week. Marceline handed their first loss of the year now, 3-1. Fun game, a defensive struggle between both of the two teams. But it was a scoop and score for Isaiah Eskels after his teammate fumbled at the 50. And it's the difference in a Falcon winner. We'll analyze this in our post-game show next Hartcrest and CentralMoinfo.com. Bayette's the winner tonight, 14-9.